On air, online, on now.
Chill Love Radio, you on the air.
Yo, what's up, my brother?
What's going on?
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. Been waiting for this interview, man.
Oh, no, definitely looking forward to this, brother.
Oh, man. Hey, Chill Love Radio listeners, we have with us today my man, Anthony Poteet. How you doing, brother?
Definitely, brother.
Man.
Big blessings to you, Chill Love Radio, the whole family out there.
Hey, man.
Keep doing your thing and supporting and going strong with the music.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Hey, and I appreciate
yeah,
you setting aside the time, you know, to call in and chat with us.
Oh, of course, brother. I wanted to touch bases with you. And I do be listening, checking out what's going on the station. First of all, let me give a shout out. I'm from New York City. My name is Anthony Poteet. Kids in the Cut, NY, UK, Italy. Our label, Chill Lover Radio, our station, our brother, Breaking House, my partner, and Benny Dawson.
Yeah, okay.
And just to let you people, good people know that in New York City, there's an underground scene of good house music that goes on. And our counterpart partners, Vortex Records, shout out to Carl, Will, my people in Spain, Benjamin, in Italy, Simon. I have a very good crew that I work with in New York City and all over the place. And music is love.
Yes.
It's something that we do that we try to present to the others and let them see and feel the love that we do. And support goes a long way.
That's right.
We go out to a lot of events and we support people. Also, we get the love that comes back to us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad me and you, Jones, got the chance to talk.
Oh, man. Long overdue.
And hear some music.
Yes.
That's going on. And I appreciate you, brother. I was just saying that I'm grateful to be able to be on the show, talk to people, let them know what we're doing, what we have going on. And it's a lot that's happening within this music industry.
Yes, it is.
And if we come together as one, we could be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you discussed that. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I clearly understand what you're saying.
And, you know, just a little brief history. As we talked before, yeah, I'm from New York City,
mm-hmm.
from Harlem, USA. And, like, a lot of my musical influence growing up comes from the church. I come from the church.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of my growing up influence was to be able to play there, to play on the organ, and to get up there and learn. I learned from my aunt, who was like one of the greatest musicians in the world.
Mm.
And she taught me a lot. And besides her, my pastor was somebody who was influenced us. Instead of to be outside, he would let us be inside and play. Even though we didn't have the knowledge of, you know, as we're talking about when we growing up as 12-year-old young kids.
Oh, yeah.
One used to get on the drum, one used to get on the microphone. I used to get on the piano. My cousin got on the organ. And we used to just fool around and try to play and think we knew what we were doing. But years later grew into be something even greater than we could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And it took those steps back there to make us who we are now. As far as, I have a very big musical family.
Mm.
And I do have to shout out to my family in Harlem, the Kennedy family. A very big musical family. And we grew up singing in the church. We grew up playing instruments.
Yeah.
Learning how to play. I was always the one that would get up there. And my aunt taught me how to play the organ, the Hammond. But I would put a little boogie-woogie in there and play. And she used to be like, play it straight. Don't do that. Play it straight. But my influence was a total different
yeah.
because I was hearing club music, going to clubs, hearing other type of music that was going on that was a greater influence on me.
Yeah.
And to be able to produce also, I hear music in a whole different way. You know, I respect all the other producers out there that are great ones that are doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up and learned from a lot of great musicians here in New York, where years ago we used to have open mic things that go on. And in New York City, there was the great places like Nell's, Groove, 101's, Cars in the Corner up in Harlem,
oh,
Baby
man.
Grand, Sweetwaters. We used to hang out in all those spots and sing background for all the artists and professional people that were doing their things.
Yeah.
And I have to really say to my sister, Rosalind Brown, she was a big influence on me doing a solo career and doing what I'm doing now. I used to sing with her, Chaz and Wilson, to sing background with her and my other family member, Naya Day, and some other great ones out there. Some brothers of mine that are gone on, Gary Montus, that used to play keyboards, Mike on the bass. These guys are like the baddest in New York.
Yeah, man.
Daddy Brown and them. I just hung around a lot of the musicians, and I think that, you know, and I'm grateful that the influence fell off on me. You know what I'm saying, King?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're saying.
With the music.
Yeah.
So it's able for me to do what I do now. And I'm a house head. I come from all the house clubs in New York City hanging out when I wasn't supposed to be there. I still was up in those clubs there.
Yeah.
Hanging there, listening to music, hanging around some great DJs, and just perfecting my ear. much more to where I'm at now. Yeah. And it's a great experience to be able to give back to people and let them hear you and they enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
And say, hey, that song, we love it.
Mm-hmm.
We love what you saw, you said in that song. We love the words. So it's a great thing to have, and to have also a lot of radio stations that all over the world that play our music. It's a, we're grateful, we're humble to be able to have our brothers and sisters that play music, and we don't have to be in the same place, but music is universal.
It is. It really is.
You know what I mean, King?
Yeah.
Totally universal, and everybody gets on one page, and no matter where you go in this world,
that's right,
we're all connected through music in some form.
Yeah, no matter.
And that's the beauty of what we do.
Yes.
You know, our music has a way of bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
And grateful also and honored to be just like on some great labels out here. Throughout the world, I have the privilege of working with some great people. Silk and Steve and the whole SNS team, working with them.
Mm-hmm.
Kids in the Cut, of course, my label, Vortex, Per Records, Salmon and Wax. The list goes on and on. Disco Ball, it goes on and on for a lot of labels I have worked with.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for those other people out there. And I like when we get together, the way me and you talk and the way we vibe with our music. It's a great thing too, brother.
Yeah,
because we learn from each other.
Yes, we do. I say that all
the time. And I'm glad that you play my stuff and you enjoy it and let other people get a chance to hear me sing and do what I do.
Oh, you can both.
But also my team, get into my team. My team has a lot to offer. Talented musicians throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, they do some great productions and play music in their parts. And we get to share our gifts with one another. That's the beauty of what we do, which is so cool that you could find. In some places, you find it. Some other places, it's harder to find.
Yeah, it is.
How some good musicians and people can just come together and be on one page, basically, in a way of speaking. And to have my platform as Chill Lover Radio, I can say so much about that brother because he's a good brother. He's my brother, and I got love and respect for him.
Yeah.
And Frankie House, those are my partners.
Shout out to Frankie
House. That are doing a lot out here. And once again, I can't forget Benny Dawson over in the UK, who's doing a lot with Kids in the Cut label there, and a lot of events he's doing out there. So I don't most definitely want to give those guys some love and respect. And we got a hot rapper here in New York, but he goes by the name of Mellotree. I sent you one of his songs.
Yeah.
Mellotree's up and coming, but this guy has a lot of influence from the street appeal on him. So Kids in the Cut is not just house music. We do all styles of dance music and music in general.
Yeah.
And we work with a lot of great people that we are honored to work with. And it's a privilege for us to work with them. And you can check us out on Kids in the Cut on iTunes, Beatport, every digital outlet out there, every site, being sold, Spotify, everything. We're out there. Vortex is out there.
Yes, they are.
And it's just one unified family that's coming together. And as a family, we definitely want to work with other people that are doing what we're doing and make the family grow. Because music is for the new generation, and we have to show them that those legends that came before us, we have to respect because they taught us.
That's right.
So each one teach one, and we have to give it back and love to show some of these young ones and let them know, hey, this is how things go. This is the way you do it. Because there's a business side to it besides the showman side. You got to understand the business side. On the business side, it takes a team to work with. No one can do it by themselves.
Yes.
So when you work with a team, it works a little bit better because everybody has an understanding and everybody has a role to play. And that makes the whole body come together. Like me and you spoke before, Joe.
That's right.
If the head ain't correct, the body can't be correct.
No, I can't function.
Figure speech. But music is our love, house music. Check us out. You can reach us through all Facebook, through all media outlets. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere that you need to be on a platform. And I do have to say once again, thanks to you, Jones.
Yeah.
For having us on a platform.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And some of my other partners having us be able to just talk to people, get them more interested in what we're doing.
That's right.
And have them listen to some of the stuff we have going on. And my partners and teammates, respect to these guys. These guys also work hard. And the house music they do is also incredible. So you got to tune into them, too, and listen to them. Will, Chip Chop, my brother, give you respect. Calvin Matrix, Oscar P, those are my brothers out there. And some other great ones. Hector Ramiro, I think thank God for people like that that like mentor me to push me to go further.
Oh, yeah.
Manny Ward, all these guys, just Curtis, they all push me to go forward. Curtis Atkinson, and they're doing great things. And I look up to these guys to go, hey, we can do it together.
Yeah.
And we are actually working together with some new developments that are coming. So that's something interesting to look forward to. Once again, you can check me out, iTunes, Beatport, Spotify, every digital outlet. But make sure you're tuned in to Chill Lover Radio.
Yes, because if not,
that's a platform where
missing out.
Everything comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And Chill, stay humble. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For all that you do for everyone, and just taking your time and your professionalism to give to us, that we can give back.
Right.
Music is the answer, and music is the message. So, Jones, my brother, thank you for your platform.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. No, you know what?
And if you have any questions you need to ask me, feel free. I'm here to talk to you.
Well, we're going to take it back. I'm talking about, because, brother, this is what we touched on this earlier, and I've been dying to ask you this, but how do you feel being a part of history? Because from day one, you say you spoke to us about how you started out in the church and everything, but you were a part of history. You were around people that we had no clue was going to be large to this day. You know, how did you feel, not even just being a part of it, but you had a privilege of having the opportunity to help make it? How does that feel, man?
Well, it's a great feeling now. As you get older, you can sit back and think about some things you have done through the years.
Mm-hmm.
To get you to this point, and you come in a company of meeting great people and meeting people in general for a reason.
Yeah.
And once you realize what your purpose is in meeting them, and along the way how they helped you on a journey or you helped them on a journey, speaks in a value. Like, I have a song out that says priceless.
Yes.
There's no price on what you're doing from your heart, and to be able to do it now and learn from all these great people, I value everything that they gave me. Just being in their presence, singing background with them, hanging out, Rico Tyler, those are my brothers, the musician, Damon Mendez, Trevor was a bass player. Hanging around those guys and hanging around good friends like Mitch Madlock, who gave me an opportunity to stand up there and do open mic at times. And I must say, rest in peace to my brother Sean Crawford, who used to push me and tell me, hey, do this, do that, do that. And it helped me in such a way where now, being older, I see it and I go, those precious memories, they're priceless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that I was around during that time and I was able to sit in the backside and learn from all these great ones that are doing it, and to be able to get out there when they gave you the chance and pushed you. So it's like being in training, but being in training on the outside world, in the musical open mic circuit world. You know, you went there to hang out, but also you were hanging out with the great ones who took time to come and just show their talent, up-and-coming talents that were coming out, and different artists that you had a place to feel love at and feel at home. So it was a good feeling to have that, and something that's given to you that's priceless. I mean, when you think about it bigger, you go, wow, I was glad that I grew up around those days, those times there, when every Tuesday night we had to be in Nell's. Every Thursday we was in Groove, going, working during the week and still going out to sing open mic places, because those were the hot spots, and to be around singers and other musicians. So all those lessons were great because it taught me how to humble myself.
Yeah.
And how to learn what I need to do and how to do it correctly. Once again, like I said, my great friends and family members, that was full support. They pushed it a little further.
And that's important, man. That's hard to come by. That's,
go on,
that's
brother.
Hard. That's hard, man. I tell you, with, like we talked about earlier, man, support is free. You know what I'm saying? I cannot stress that enough. Support is free. It don't cost nothing to support someone. And it's not, we ain't asking for money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, me and you touched on that earlier.
Yeah.
When we talked, even during the week, we talked that it costs nothing to give support.
Yeah.
You know, in order for you to be supported, you have to give support. And speaking as an artist, buy their stuff.
Yeah.
If the artist is performing somewhere, come out and see them. You know, people go out and spend money on coffee and the song is $1.99. You know, so support comes in a whole different way. And when you give it, you'll be surprised how it comes back to you.
That's so true.
And like we said before, it doesn't cost you anything to do that.
That's right. Now, one of the
there's some life lessons you learn.
Yeah.
And even when we discuss some things, I come from even the hip hop world.
Oh,
that's a whole different story.
Yeah. We gotta touch on
from
that
the hip hop world. My cousin and my brother, they used to DJ in the house, and I used to be like interested, but not interested, because I wanted to do music that they played.
Yeah.
So I used to be drugged to every studio, being with everyone, and just being there listening and go, okay, I want to do this one day, and learning how to do that. And it took a friend of mine to help me get my equipment piece by piece. And I used to sit up here at night and play and learn how to do this and learn how to do that. And it took one great man that taught me how to do arrangement and placement and I'm glad I was humbled to take time to learn it. And that's because he saw something in me and he heard something in me. So now I think about it, I go, wow, I'm grateful to that. I'm glad I supported his music when he was doing music. And now he came back and helped me out, you know?
It's a gift they keep on giving.
I have to mention his name because Richie Kidd was a great producer, was really, really great. He had a chance to mix on Whitney's song when she had passed. The label asked her to mix the song. So someone like that taught me arrangement and was like, hey, you do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this.
Yeah.
And it just humbled me, brother. It really did. That's why I like what you play as far as on your station. You play a little bit for everybody.
Oh, brother, I appreciate that. Try to touch everybody.
You hear me, Joe?
Yeah, I try to touch everybody. So I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, of course, brother.
Yeah, man.
It works. I do house music, but I do listen to hip-hop, and I listen to what you're playing, because you just don't keep a show as hip-hop.
No, you
can't. I'm not only a house head, I do R&Bs, all different types of music.
And that's what I was going to touch on, too. For those of y'all that don't know, he does more than just house. Because you consider it as a house artist, right?
Right.
Yeah, and people don't know you actually dibble and dabble in a whole other genre. So that's the thing. Yeah, I don't know if you released. Well, he got a lot of stuff in store. I ain't gonna talk for you, brother. I'm gonna let you do.
Well, just to interject with what you're saying, you're so right, bro. I mean, I come from a whole different world of music from doing live and being in church doing a live stuff, and then going into the house world. Was coming into it with a whole different knowledge base. I love doing ballads. I don't have a problem with doing that. But I love my house music.
Yeah.
And also doing gospel house music, it gives you a place where you can praise God, but also reach the masses of people.
That's right.
As we talked earlier, and I told you this, I said, my grandmother always told us this, you don't know the next person's struggle. You don't know what they've been through. So when you think about that, maybe I could sing a song that helps you get through. Then I know I reached a mind. I touched the emotion.
Yeah.
That's more important. When you do music from your soul and being honest, somebody's going to feel it.
And speaking of feeling, I know as a DJ, and this is how you know you actually can touch people. The amount of energy and the feedback that you get from a person, or not even from a person, but people. And we touched on that earlier when we was talking on the phone. It's nothing like that. Not all the money in the world could actually describe that feeling when you on stage and you performing and you get that passionate energy back from your audience. That's one thing, man. I mean, how does that make you feel, brother? Because I know that feeling.
Yeah, man, it's a great feeling because you're live on the spot. I remember, like I said before, we were talking, now they're about to close B.B. King's restaurant here in New York, and we used to do the restaurant on Sunday brunch and then turn around 9 o'clock at night, do a whole different show with headliner Rosalind Brown was the headliner there. And when we had the opportunity to get up to entertain people, meanwhile, B.B. King's brunch, people are having brunch while you're entertaining them. So just to hear them applause and stand up or wipe their eye off a tear and enjoying what you guys are singing about and the music that you're presenting, it's a good feeling. Yeah, you do get a good feeling back from that. But the greatest feeling is that when somebody else can come up to you that don't even speak our language as far as not being from the USA, and they tell you how much your voice and your music touched them.
It's beautiful.
That's a little bit extra special there.
Yeah.
Of course, to have your family support is a number one.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to have good family around me.
That's the most important
that part.
That
totally support me, and brothers that I call my brothers for life. So to answer that question, yeah, it does feel good to get the feedback from people. And live instrumentation or being in front of people is a totally different thing from actually recording in the studio and hearing your record out. I think when you artist performs live, they give a little bit more of themselves, which is excellent because that gives us a chance to know who you really are.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, man. Like, how do you feel about the music of today as far as like, and we touched on this earlier.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but we touched on this earlier, right? I hear people always saying today's music is garbage. There's no creativity.
Yeah, let me not forget. I got a shout out my brother.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Double A's. I can't forget them.
Yeah.
That's my blood brothers.
Yeah.
And while I got the time, I shout out the House of Ninja, my family from New York City, worldwide, international dance family.
Salute to them.
Like I said, music is love, brother.
Yeah.
I was just going to say to you that when you have a DJ, like we touched earlier, when you have a radio platform or DJs you work with and you have an affiliation, those are people that are very essential and important to your life.
Right.
Those are the ones that get to play your stuff.
Yeah, right.
So it's a good thing for a lot of the younger generations to understand that you got to have that connection with those people, and that's considered the business side.
I really feel that's what we fall short on, man. The connection, man. with DJs, period. Well, we touched on that too.
Yeah, that's an important key.
Yeah.
I go out to a lot of clubs here in New York sometimes, and just to hear some of the DJs play is some of my favorite DJs, and have to be with friends.
Yeah.
And I really love to go hear them play because they give you what you want and what you come out to hear. And then sometimes you're standing there and you're like, oh, wow, that's my song they're playing. So that's also an extra feeling that you get. And that means the DJ was liking what you're doing.
Do you think creativity is still alive as far as in the music world today with the artists and the music that you see of today that's out right now? I know you got a lot to say on that one.
You put me in a place.
Say what you feel, man. Say what you feel.
I can speak honestly. See, I think creativity is still there.
Yeah.
There's tons of artists that I know and artists that I hear on the radio and listen to their music. I'm a music connoisseur, so I listen to a lot of different styles of music and being eclectic. I hear everything. And a lot of these young people and a lot of creative talent you do have that is still around.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem you find is that when some people try to stick with a formula.
Yeah.
When you try to stick with a formula, then you stay in a box. Then if you have 50 people in that box, where do you grow and go?
That's right.
So your creativity as being an artist, producer, engineer, what you do as far as music, because what we do is entertain. Music is a form of entertaining people.
Mm-hmm.
Being creative and being able to put this stuff out there and get people's feedback is of a greater feeling because sometimes people go, I was thinking that the other day, or I just said that the other day. You just interpret it in another way to them that it relates. So I would say, yeah, creativity is still here. I have, like I said, tons of friends that I love their voices. I love to hear the material they write, and it's just an extra thing to me to go, you know something, keep doing what you're doing because you're looking up to some other ones that are doing it.
That's right. Now, we touched on this earlier too, man. Bragging. Difference between bragging and being proud of what you've accomplished. I'm going to take it there, man.
You my brother. I know you got jokes, but like I said, I'm willing to answer any questions.
But, you know, I must say this. With Anthony Poteet, he's had his hands in a lot of things, and there's a lot of stuff that he can touch on. There's a difference between bragging and being proud of something. So I think I said that on my show. Being proud of something is something that you accomplish. I may say, hey, I'm proud of the station. I'm proud of this. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of Anthony Poteet. I'm proud of you, brother.
Oh, thank you, boss,
but
man. I really appreciate
that's not bragging.
That.
Oh, no, no doubt.
I want to answer what you were saying, but the bragging is that...
touch on it.
I believe that artists shouldn't have to brag about their music and what I'm doing and this is coming out and da-da-da. Let the music speak for you. If you're putting out good music, people are going to love what you're doing.
That's right.
And regardless, everybody's not going to enjoy what the music type is. Because if you live in a different part of the world, you're not really in tune to what's going on in your world.
Yeah.
You know, so when the bragging situation comes in, I say stay humble. And every artist should stay humble no matter what, across the board.
Right.
Just stay humble. Let the fruit of your labor speak for you.
Yes.
You don't have to talk about what's going on, what I'm doing. Yeah, it's good to have people know what's happening and what you're doing. But when you're consistent and you're actually working and you're putting out music and you're doing this, you're doing that, that's showing your labor. And it shows what you're doing. So if you're busy, you ain't got time to brag about nothing else.
Mm-mm.
Your job is to stay busy. It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Because a lot of people can brag about what they're doing and what's going on and this and this and this. At the end of the day, when you really think about it, we all are on this planet and we live together in this world and it's one world and we're all united.
Yes, that's true.
No matter what you do. Okay, we're here, we serve people in many different ways. Happen to be when I go out to a club and I hear a DJ play, I want to enjoy myself and not stand there and talk on a cell phone and text people. I want to be dancing, coming home going, wow, that party was something amazing. It was really incredible. And I got to give a shout out to the girl squad, Ultra Nate.
Ultra
Nate. And my girl Lisa Moody. That's my family.
Yes.
These are two female DJs that play and they rock a party all the time. So, those are the people I like to be around and get a good feeling from. And you learn because when you look at them, they stay busy.
Yeah.
When you're busy, you ain't got time to talk about all the stuff.
That's true. So let me ask you, man, inspiration part. Where do you get your inspiration from? I don't even think I ever asked you that.
The inspiration part?
Yeah.
I could tell you that comes from growing up in church.
Okay.
Growing up in church, being an older man, having a family and all of this, now that I'm older, you see things totally different from when you were 20 years old.
True.
When I was young, 20 years old, hanging out, going to Palladium, going here, Red Zone, being at all these parties, hanging around Keith Haring, Grace Jones, doing all of this, being with Willie Ninja and whatnot, I wasn't thinking about music. I was thinking about partying, having fun, enjoying my life, and this and this. If I would have known what I know now and let all those experiences actually speak, because an experience now, some people go, yeah, I used to go to the garage, I used to go here, I used to go here, da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talk to them, they're of a younger generation. So if you're of this age, how could you possibly experience the movement like that? There's no way.
There's no way. Mm-mm. No,
you know, so I'm inspired by so many people just hearing Frankie play, Bless Frankie. Hearing Eric play, hearing my close friends play, Honey DeJour, they inspired me just to hear them play. A good friend of mine, Jeffrey Williams, we used to be on the radio every Sunday. He's a DJ. He used to just play, and I used to get inspiration just by hearing different beats, hear different tracks. And even going back to my friends, we used to be in the club, and we used to be in the corner in the club dancing a little crowd where we'd be singing the songs that were just being played.
Oh, man.
That was our way of having fun and enjoying it. So the inspiration comes from a long way, and it comes from a host of many things. When I look at families, and I see a broken up family, and it's just the mother and the children, that's inspiration to write on something like that, because you don't know what the child is going through. But you can write something or sing something that gives them hope.
That's right.
And also just walking around, New York City is a big city. Being in NY, you get to see many different diverse things. Good people, bad people, but all of that kind of inspires you. And I say the biggest part was music. And music in it as a total gave me so much inspiration, especially from the church. Singing with the church choirs, being with Eternal Light back in the years there, fellowship with Hezekiah, James Holland, all these great people that have Grammys now were influenced on us because they were from Brooklyn, New York. And all these great people from Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Philly, all these musicians and all that just totally inspired us. You know, and I just want to say this to you because we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
I said there was a time back in the hip-hop world when Junior Mafia and them, they came out with The Crush on You with Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And just that organ part, that part had got people used to play musicians. Let me say people. Musicians used to play the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They used to play that.
Oh, yeah.
And we would be sometimes at church and there would be songs and the musicians would break down and play that in the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's inspiration.
It really is.
When you hear these great musicians playing these songs that you hear on the radio, you go, wow. You know, you got to be inspired by certain things you hear.
Yeah.
And being a music lover and a connoisseur of music, you kind of attract to a sound. And when you identify with that sound, in New York here, we could go into any circuit and still enjoy ourselves with music because it all relates to the same thing. We all do the same thing.
Exactly.
If I'm in a club and there's a tech DJ playing, he's still part of my music family.
Yeah.
He may play a track that I'm hearing the kick drum in there, or I'm hearing the arrangement and the transition at a 32, and I'm going, oh, wow, I would have did this and sang this or did this here.
Yeah.
That's being inspired. So I have to respect all those great DJs out there that play music, that keep us moving, keeping us dancing, because those guys, you guys all inspire us in more than one way.
Oh, man, as a DJ, on behalf of the DJs, I appreciate it.
Like I said, Junior Mafia and them doing that song.
Yeah.
The world wouldn't know what that sample was.
No, they wouldn't.
But when you take a sample like that, and that sample's played into the gospel world, some of those gospel musicians are some of the talentedest brothers in the world because they play for professional people. So it goes back and forth on being inspired. And if you're hanging around fire, what's going to happen?
You're going to get burned.
You hang around it, after all, that heat going to get to you, and you're going to start feeling it and go, okay, I understand what's going on what the sound was.
Yeah.
But I really have to say the biggest influence was church and the club. I really have to say so.
Oh, man.
That made, like, my ears open up to a whole different place. A whole different place to hear things in a whole different world.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man, I feel, every time I listen to your music, man, I feel not only inspired, but I feel the passion. Man, and to go, I'm telling y'all, to actually, I would love to come and see you live, man. I'm going to tell y'all, man, this brother right here, and I'm going to take you here. You probably don't want me to take it there, but I'm going to take it here. This brother right here, right? If you one of them guys, and you at his concert, and you booing him, or you hating on him, or harassing him, he going to take your girl. He'll take your girl. Anthony Poteet will take your girl. She'll be going home with him after the show, and
you
he'll
know,
sing
being
it to
her. You have to know how to serenade someone. So... I learned that from my great peers like Ronald Grant and them that from New York that used to get up and sing and just know how to serenade the whole crowd and take everybody and you go, wow. You know what I'm saying? So hearing those guys do certain things, watching their movements and seeing how they interpretate songs and music teaches you a lot. And let's be real, if sometimes you perform and you have people that are hecklers. You have you know, some rooting people that just not trying to get into you. I learned to be humble to them, too, because there's a way to win them over.
Always.
There's a total way to win them over. You can sing and sing to them. It's coming from your heart. They feel it. And not all the time. I'm in a setting where I have to sing my music, like I told you before. Sometimes I'm in different settings and lounges, and the DJ will play something, and he'd be like, come sing at me, blah, 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 blah. These are friends of mine. So I have to be on the spot and think of the audience that I'm working with.
Yeah.
So when you understand those things there, it makes your job easier to sing to them. So that's a great thing. Like I said, I always mention DJs because I hang out with them. I hang out with the DJs and the musicians because I learn so much from them.
And I mean, you feed off
and
each other.
Education is a key.
Yeah.
It's sure enough is a key. Once you have that part of being, you know, you can sit back and learn and listen and understand things. Understanding music theory is a whole different thing for sitting at a keyboard, crunching keys, putting a beat to a sample. It's a whole different world.
Whole different world.
And I'm glad I had the chance to learn that from the great musicians that taught us so much.
I mean, it's an honor. It really is, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
Once again, I appreciate everybody and love. Like, it's I could go through so many DJs' names that these guys inspire me, friends, my brother Chip Chop, all these other guys who inspire me in music, Carl, Will, Benny that inspired me, Simon, Benjamin from Spain, Michelle McCain, who I've had songs with, Eddie here in New York, Charlene, my sister, who I sang with and have some songs with. We all, Eleanor, we all inspire each other with music. But not only that, we have a way to communicate and talk to each other. Being an adult and being a little older gentleman and these older ladies and gentlemen that we work with, there's a mutual respect that goes on for what they do and for what we do.
What it's about, respecting.
Yeah, well, me and you talked about some things you touched earlier. Feel free to ask me what you want to ask me.
Uh-huh.
This music thing, the support is a big key.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You can find support across seas. Don't kill me, people. But you can find support across seas and all these other places that you haven't visited or you want to visit, and sometimes you don't get the support where you live.
Oh, man.
That's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because if someone else is listening somewhere else, you're blessed to be heard in so many different places. And I tell a lot of young guys, because they think about the money first, or I haven't got a royalty. I did with this label. They haven't sent me this or sent me that. I try to tell them this. Keep working. Keep doing what you're doing. You don't live in Spain. You're not in Berlin. You're not in Switzerland. But you don't know your music is playing over there.
That's the key.
And the main thing is keep your business in order.
Yeah.
I tell anybody that, and me and you talking about that, keep your business in order. If you stay professional, people are going to work with you professional.
I mean, it's like what we talked about. You can't stay, and I say this all the time, if you, no matter what you're doing as an artist, whether you sing, rap, whatever you do, you cannot stay in a box to where you just subject yourself to what you're used to. You got to step outside the box, and that's going to make you more creative. You see what I'm saying? We talked about this already. That's what make you creative, man. You step outside the box, and you no telling what you can do. But what kills me.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's a true statement. That's why I believe in going supporting artists. Because when you go out to support some other artists, you're outside of your comfort zone as being the one in front. And you're getting to appreciate what this other artist is doing and how they're doing it.
That's right.
And that goes.
We got you locked in.
To get my sister hit me up. A shout out to Chena Duchess, my sister there, Mrs. Frankie House, and my brother Frankie, showing them love.
Shout out to Frankie. Shout out to Frankie House. But yeah, man.
Any more questions, my brother?
Yeah, man. Let me ask you something about one of my most important questions is, what have you accomplished right now that you most proud of right now in your career?
What I've accomplished, and I can say I'm blessed to have this. Something I did. I did a project for Puerto Rico and for Mexico Relief with a great producer from Mexico named B. Liz. And the song we did streamed over 500,000 streams. And the proceeds was given to Mexico and given to Puerto Rico. That was an accomplishment that I didn't see coming. At the time, we did the project and we had an idea just doing something to, you know, bring relief to people, make them feel a little bit better about some things. That project went to a whole different next level, which opened up other doors that I could not see. The portal, it opened up chambers, and the chambers that it opened up to where I'm working and being a part of the family of Silk, Steven Silk, SNS family. I would have never thought I would have been on a project with them. And a shout out to Zoom, who brought that together. And Zoom made some things happen and was like, listen, I have a song for you to do, and I want you to do the song for Steven Silk. So he introduced me to that whole family of Chicago. So that was an achievement that was kind of like awesome to see happen. And actually there's 15 different mixes to the project. Then also there were some other projects that surfacing, they're coming out, and some of them that I did last year, mm-hmm. which are great achievements with Vortex, to see that how we just brought a vision of some good music together in a whole different genre. So to see that happen, I'm blessed, and I can't even complain of how blessed I am.
Yeah, man, I know the feeling.
Those were some great things to see just like really take place, and to be able to still do the music that I'm doing and be relevant today and stay consistent.
Yes.
Is also some achievements that I don't even keep track of the songs that's out, actually. People that tell me, yo, you're charted here, you on here, you on there. I'm going, really? I didn't know the song came out.
Oh, wow.
That's because I try to stay busy and work and do something with my time, because time is precious. Everybody got to know that. And I do have to say this, and before I even get off the air, worldwide music people, just remember a brother of mine by the name of Sway Dante. He's dealing with some ailments now in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Sway is a wonderful producer, DJ, that we had the pleasure of working with and doing some events with. And this is one of my brothers that's right now falling and not doing too well. But people like that inspire me to keep going.
Wow.
And to achieve greater things. Man, I love music.
I know. I'm
same way. Like the OJ said, any type of music, I love music.
Yeah.
You know, I'll sit there and listen to who Diane Cowell and all these other great people sing, and that's not something a normal person would be listening to.
Oh, man, the list is endless, especially when you don't discriminate on what genre you want to listen to. Man, I listen to everything. I can relate.
Yeah, totally. It opens your mind up also when you hear some of those old great songs. You listen to them now and go, oh, that's what they were saying?
Yeah. You older.
What they were talking about?
Yeah, you older now. You understand. You can relate.
Right. You get to understand it more. And then you go, okay, now I know what they mean, how that feeling came across, what they were saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it helps you. But getting back to what we were talking about, there's been a lot of achievements within the last 3 years, from after we came back from Miami, Frankie, me, and Chill, and doing some things down there and moving forward to where we at now. So many other opportunities are open that I'm working with all these other great people. From, I've had the privilege, like I said, to work with Jamie Lewis from Purple Records. Jamie is a friend of mine that I met in Miami years ago. Mm. And one day we were talking at an event. He was like, the door's open for you. And I met his wife and his daughter. He's like, you know, one day we'll get it together. 3 years later, I wound up being up on the label and still having a good rapport with him as a great friend.
Oh, wow.
And also, it's a great song that I have to shout out my guys. I can't forget them because they're listening from Italy. Green Lab. Green Lab is part of Kids in the Cut producers. These guys did some amazing music for me, like Celebrate and Let's Go Deep. They did these great songs that one of them was on Jamie Lewis project, and the other project is with B-Lid on my own Beat Records. So those are major achievements that I feel honored about, that I was able to give other producers the chance to get into other areas and meet these other great labels. Like I said before, it's not about me, it's about us.
That's right. Yeah.
And when we give others the opportunity to shine like we shine, it feels good when you hear their stuff and it's out there and it's doing well. And when you see other people playing it and they charting it, and you go, yo, that's one of my team members, my brother's there. So it feels good when you can see that happen, then you know that you didn't get the big head, but you stood humble.
That's right.
And when you stay humble, you achieve more.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the biggest things that I learned in life, and even with this year, that when you help somebody else, it comes back to you.
It does. I've seen it in action. Trust me, I know.
There you go. And so my brother Frankie is one of my biggest supporters. Frankie House. He's
Frankie
my partner,
House,
but
man.
He's one of my biggest supporters. He's an incredible DJ and producer.
Yeah.
But he's one of the biggest supporters I've had that helped me push and go, yo, keep doing it, keep doing this, keep doing that.
Yeah.
And I got to shout out my brothers in Africa. You know, I love working with those boys. Like we talked before, I love working with a lot of the brothers in Africa, South Africa. I have to give them so much love and respect. There's some talented young men out there, and they look up to us in America.
Mm-hmm.
And by us having a platform in America, you got to help your brother and your sister out. They may not reach certain labels and whatnot, but if you could help them get to that label and push them further, then you've done something that makes you feel good.
That's right.
And then that's achieving something. Because human nature, we get the I, the me. But when you help others out, it comes back bigger.
Yeah.
Than you can ever imagine. And the door opens in such a way that you would never think. I'm thinking years later, even when me and Chill and us, we all met and in Brooklyn. Never forget, at a law party doing in Brooklyn. When we all met, it was instant. That brother right there, we understood each other and what we were doing with music. And he's been supportive on a platform for so many other people and giving them the opportunity. And he has opened the door for even some of our South African DJ brothers to play on the station. And when you give back, you feel good about it.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
It makes you say, yeah, like you asked the question, what did you achieve? Yeah, I achieved that. I got some other producers to be on another platform that they didn't know these labels. So for us to do the connection and make them connect with them, you achieve something.
Yeah.
You did something for someone else. Who can't be blessed from that?
Man, I know. I know.
That's
a blessing, man.
That's logic. You know, man. You know, help goes in so many different ways. You can help somebody in so many different ways, and you don't know what a blessing it is to them.
Yeah.
That you opened up a door. Like me and you talk, sometimes we take for advantage in America that, hey, we got cable, we can turn on the internet 24 hours, da da da. In other places, they don't have that opportunity to have a luxury like that.
Oh, we privileged, man.
Right. But as being privileged, sometimes you take advantage of that and understand. Learn more, educate yourself more, know more about the business that you want to be in. There's enough in this industry for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be a singer. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Then it'd be too crowded. You know? Everybody can't be a producer because then you have 50 million producers.
Yeah.
But then you have an engineer. You got a cameraman. You have all these intricate people that play an important part.
Yep. Everybody can play a part.
Make music do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a distribution. You have a label. You know. You have promo. You have marketing. All these things work together. So understanding that core value of things and getting deeper into the music, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. It is.
It's a great feeling to talk about things and express some other avenues.
So I wanted to ask you too, do you have any future projects that you, I know some of the stuff you ain't gonna be able to talk about, but so something you can share with
future
us.
Future projects.
Some stuff. Like
there's actually a list of some things that's about to drop.
But I want to thank my brother for calling in. Man, make sure y'all check him out. Anthony Poteet, YouTube, he's on Spotify, he's on iHeartRadio, any of your social media, Instagram, Facebook, check him out. Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, P-O-T-E-A-T, Anthony Poteet, you can't miss him, man. Hey, man, brother, it was a pleasure having you on. Let me see, can I get him back on right quick?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Jones?
What's going on, Frankie House, man? What's going on, brother? Oh, man, what a surprise.
Got my partner on the line.
What's happening,
good,
man?
Good to hear. I've been listening to the interview, so I've been hearing you guys go back and forth.
Oh, man. And, hey, man, it's good to hear your voice, man. I say you guys are the CEOs of Kids in the Cut, am I right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man. Yeah, yeah. So
with our brother Benny Dawson in the UK. Benny Dawson also.
Benny Dawson. Hey,
and,
man.
And, yeah, and, yeah. And the Benny. New York headquarters here.
So I want to say, man, it's an honor to have both of you on the line, man. It's an honor to just be able to just say that name, Kids in the Cut.
Yo, Joe, let me say, Frankie, Frankie's a dope DJ and a dope producer, brother.
Yes.
He goes back from, when I was first started doing things, brief history by people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie used to do a show online.
Yeah.
And Frankie believed in me when I used to produce songs and I was doing production.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing that much singing on it. I was just doing a lot of production.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Frankie used to play my songs on his live show on Friday nights.
Uh-huh.
And I used to tune in and listen to it, and I'm going, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This dude's rocking the stuff, and he's playing this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started doing parties, events, and then we started producing together. We would come over to the house, and we started producing some tracks and doing things.
Mm.
And it just started building.
Yeah.
It built further because I said I had someone that believed in what I was doing, and it made it easier for me to keep doing it.
Let me cut in real quick, Anthony.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But you guys were talking about inspiration earlier. I've been listening to the whole interview, so I know which guys have been talking about it.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got inspiration early, and Anthony was saying things that inspired him to the human being that he is, a brother and one of my dearest friends.
Okay.
And more so than just a friend. You have people who come into your life, and the reason why I say that is because I was a DJ. I had the ability to produce, and, you know, I produced a couple of tracks. You know, I have a little history with making music, you know, put some tracks out. But I wasn't really doing anything. And when I met Anthony, I was staging my life where I needed some inspiration, and the same for him.
Yeah.
And I think that's what got us together, was that we both inspired us to do more than what we were doing at that moment. And when I met Anthony, he was just like, he had no direction, had all this talent, and he just didn't know, okay, what should I do? Should I sell my music on iTunes? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I stepped in and I said, hey, you know what? I've been involved in the online music business for a long time, since the beginning of, like, I was streaming on AOL and chat rooms. You know, like, I go way back from starting broadcasting online. So I basically told Anthony, I was like, look, there's other ways we could get our name out there. There's other ways we could get our music out there without having to deal with these major labels and having them sit on our demos.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that inspired him to start singing and inspired him to start making more music and started dealing with more people. And since he was already a worldly kind of person and his character, it was nature for him to get involved with all these different people from around the world that were also, who need inspiration, I should say. And that's how Kids in a Cut started. We all inspired each other to do more than what we were doing and supported each other on that. Because, like again, I'm going to go back to your conversation earlier about bragging. If I show up someplace, me and you, we go to a club and we're hanging out. If I walk around the club and I say, you see this guy right here? He is the dopest DJ I know. You're not bragging. I'm bragging for you. That makes people pay attention, right?
Yeah.
If you walk around and tell everybody you're the best DJ, then you're bragging and nobody wants
it. It's a difference.
So bragging is promoting yourself, but you gotta figure a way to do that without looking like a bragger. And the only way to do that is when other people are talking about it. And that's what me and Anthony did for each other. And that's what we did for others. And that's what they do for us. We talk about them. We talk about how good they are. And that makes people pay attention. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Frankie said this guy is a really good DJ or a really good singer or a really good, you know, piano player or he plays an instrument or whatever. And then other people pay attention because now that one person paid attention and then they tell somebody else. And now two more people know about it.
That's so what it's about.
Coming to that conversation about bragging is self-promotion. Really depends on who you're talking to that's going to take it that way. Like, I have friends that I can go to and say, oh, I got this going on. And they never see it as bragging. They see it like, wow, you're doing all this. I'm proud of you.
That's right.
Right? And then you can go to another group of friends and tell them, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And you're really just trying to tell them what you're doing because you want their support. Doing it because you're bragging.
Exactly.
You really, truly, honestly just want them to know, hey, these are my friends and I want them to know what I'm up to because maybe they'll support. You might be around a crowd of people say, hey, this guy, he's just a bragger. And he does is talk about what he's doing. Sometimes you got to, those are the most successful people. President is a perfect example of that. Look at self-promotion works in some avenues and self-promotion doesn't work in every avenue.
Okay.
I would say. And that's why we created Kids in a Cut. There were ideas. There were experiences. We all have, with Anthony's experience and my experience of working in clubs and dealing with people and dealing with the general public, it's a whole different animal. You can't please everyone even though you want to. So you got to figure a way to please everyone.
Yeah.
And I would, that has been the hardest thing for Kids in a Cut, not getting music out there and not being loved and not sharing our dreams and aspirations and helping other people achieve those, but just dealing with the different personalities and just trying to let everyone know that you deal with that. Whatever you do it in the best interest of them and the family.
That's right.
And I think that's the key to our success as far as building a brand from nothing. And people around the world, they look at us and they want to talk to us about our business. And the only thing I can say to them is, you know, be real. Be you. Be an open book. That was my deals when I did parties all the time with DJs. It was like, I'm an open book, so whatever I get, you get. You get a cut. I got to pay the bar. I got to pay this person. I got to pay that person. Whatever we make after that, we split it. It was never like doing events with shady promoters. Or we promoted ourselves. We go out there every weekend for flyers and just hang out and break night and just be out in the cold and be out in the heat just passing out flyers bragging about our party, right? So that's how you make it happen. You make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
So many DJ friends I've had, you know, when I do events, and, oh, can you get me on the play? And I would love to. But the problem is, the other people that I work with who've struggled, the other DJ that I put on was out with me all night last night to 5 a.m, passing out flyers. So how am I going to put you on, even though I want to? How am I going to put you on when you ain't doing nothing to work with it?
It's the grind.
When I went and made the deal, and the bar owner says, well, I need a $5,000 bar guarantee. Okay, well, who's down to cover that? I am. Where were you? Maybe you would have took the opportunity if you were around, but you weren't. So maybe on the next time around, I'll put you on. But you can't just walk in and say, hey, I know you and I want to play. Or, hey, I know you and I want to put a song out with you. Like, I would love to do that. And I'm a kind enough person that would do that. But at the same time, I got to respect the people I work with who are putting in the blood.
That's right.
You know, so no matter what you're doing, no matter how successful you are, you're going to have the element of people that are going to be negative. There are people who just want to be negative just to be negative. There are people who are just jealous. There are people who are envious of the fact that you're doing something that, man, that's easy. I could do that. Well, you just didn't do it.
I hear that a lot.
Oh, and that's me.
Yeah.
That's the difference between you and the person who made the invention of a toothpick.
Yep.
The same person who decided to make peanut butter, right? He just did it. You knew you could do it. Fucking, you better. But that's what makes it a successful family of people to do whatever they want to do. You could be a family of DJs. You could be a family of producers. You could be a family of everything. And that's what Kids in the Cut is, basically. We're a family of everything. Producers and DJs and singers and artists and dancers. And you name it. If you have an art and you want to promote, contact us.
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I want to do. What people? Okay, what do you want us to do? Okay, it seems like a fair deal. Let's do it. You got some art? You want to put it up in one of our shows in the background? Hey, why not? You got a shirt you want Anthony to wear? Why not? He's always doing it for his friends.
Yeah.
Give me some clothes. We'll put it on you. What, you don't think people don't notice? I put on something and somebody always asks me, hey, where'd you get that? That's simple. That you want to make it, that's how you do it.
Support each other.
That's it. And we support you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you.
Appreciate it.
You know what I know of you? I know. Chill said, I got this guy. He supports us. We're going to support him. Check him out. He's playing Anthony's songs. He's supporting Kids in the Cut. I said, okay, great. I'd have a conversation with you. Like Anthony said earlier in the interview, let your work speak for itself.
Exactly.
And the work you do for others is how you get involved. You want to be part of, then you got to be part of, period. There's no bragging. If I say King Jones is dope, I know what I'm talking about. I listened to your show. Mm-hmm. I just spoke about your interview, and I just got on.
See what I mean?
Right?
That's right.
I support. You didn't even know.
Never know who listened. Never know. Perfect.
I said this interview will be good.
Yeah.
You never know who's listening, King. You never know who's listening.
That's
I had Rihanna listening one time. I put a post up, and I used to do the show called The Wake and Bake, and she liked the title of the show, The Wake and Bake.
Wow.
And she hit me up. And I said, this is the real Rihanna. I think you gotta be kidding me. She goes, I'm going to hit you up on my official Instagram page. You'll see. This is me. And I was like, oh, okay. She hit me up. She goes, I'm listening to this show. It's not really my type of music, but I really dig it. What is it? Is this like, you know, I'm like, this is house music. I play a little bit of everything. Oh, this is great. I'm only going to listen for about half an hour, but I love the title of your show. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Wow.
I said, okay, great. She came into the chat room. Everybody freaked out. Oh my God, Rihanna's in the chat room. That's not her. So you never know who's listening. You never know who's paying attention. So your show is great. Just keep doing the best you can. Thank you for the support that you give the Kids in the Cut family. Thank you for the support you give me. We will continue to support you. And I just want to tell everyone out there who's listening, support your local DJ. Support the guy putting in the work.
Man.
Because you never know when you're going to need support.
That's so true. So
it goes a long way, like I've said and stated before. Support goes a long way. I'm not going to lend you $10. I'm not going to lend you $10. I'm going to give you $10 and hope that you give it to somebody else. And just to interject, this is why I go to those parties and support those DJs.
You got to do something that nobody else will, man. Or that's rare. That's the thing.
We all pay for our craft, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially me and you, as DJs, we started off with the vinyls and old Fisher stereos and saved our money doing whatever we had to do, a little hustle here, a little job there, and bought turntables and did parties and got some of our money back and lost some of our money,
mm-hmm.
right? We all pay dues, and we all pay for it. No matter what, like, all the events I've done and all the parties, guess what? I paid for it. It's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy model trains and stick them in my room. I buy music.
Yeah.
Right? So I've ran into a lot of DJs that, well, this is what I do for a living. And I'm like, well, that's great. I've done that in my lifetime where I just DJed for a living. It was great. But I don't have a 401. I don't have health benefits. And I don't have a dental plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So we all have to find ways to do what we love, right?
That's right.
So this is why I support you. This is why I support guys out there doing it, because life isn't easy to do this. What you're doing right now ain't easy. What Joe's doing right now ain't easy.
No,
it ain't.
Mm-mm, not at all.
You know? Because if you listen to our type of music and you come from our culture,
mm-hmm.
if you come from our culture, mm-hmm. then you ain't rich.
No.
I know what? There's a 95% chance that you ain't well off.
Mm-mm. We touched on that
so
too.
That's where this music drove from. This is where our culture has grown from, where we took nothing and made it into something.
Yeah.
We took nothing and made it into Kids in a Cut. Chill took nothing and made it to chilllevelradio.net. God
right.
bless them.
That's right.
King Jones was Jones until he put the King, and now he's King Jones, and now he's one of the dopest DJs on chilllevelradio.net.
Appreciate that, bro.
And that's it. We make it happen. And we're here to support you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I'm definitely. Same here.
I'm going to get off, man. I don't want to take up too much of your airtime.
Oh, no, you're good, brother. We chopping it up, man. Whether we on the phone personally or whether we here on air, man, this is what we do. This ain't filtered. This is real. This is real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I appreciate you calling in, Frankie.
Anthony. Yo, brother.
Yo.
I love you, bro.
Love you.
I just want to let everybody know I'm headed out to Florida tomorrow. Have a safe trip. I'm going to be landing in Fort Lauderdale. So if I got any friends out there in Florida near the Fort Lauderdale area, or West Palm Beach or Palm Beach area, Jupiter area,
yeah.
I'll be in that area. So just hit me up on my Facebook. I'll come by and maybe you could blow down a few.
Oh, man.
420.
Shout out to Florida, man. That's my state. That's my state.
420.
You see, we keep it real.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frankie, for joining in on
us. Yeah, thank you, brother.
All right, I'll be listening to you guys. It was a great interview, so I want to hear some more. I'm sure you got some more questions for Anthony. Don't be afraid to hit me up anytime.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man.
All right. Peace and good night.
Peace.
All right, brother. All right, bye.
My man, Frankie Howells, man, y'all surprised me with that one, man. Oh, man, it was so good. I'm telling you, it was so good to hear his voice, man. We hit each other up all the time, man, on the social media network, but never had the privilege of talking to him, so hey, man. Man, thank you for that.
That's what the family do. We connect each other and just like you said, we support one another.
Yeah.
And I have to say also, I just got a message. I got a shout out to my good friends in Canada, Andrew Packett. Andrew, thanks for the love. So we got out there listening to us, paying attention in Canada.
Oh, shout out to Canada, man.
Yeah, all love, brother, that we do.
I think you said,
Spain. And once again, we support you and continue to support you.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. Hey, I want to shout out to Spain, too, man. I know you say you have Spain listening, too.
Oh, yeah, I could talk about that one real quickly.
Oh, man, take your time.
Benjamin and Michelle McCain, that's my family. I love them. Benjamin, I love you if you're listening out there, because you said you was. Gene, love you, Gene. Gene is an amazing producer that penned some great, great songs with me and Michelle and worked with a host of people out there. Simon, I have to give Simon Italy a shout out. Peter in Berlin. All these good people just tuning into us and showing the love back that we give them.
Yes, that's what it's about.
So thank you once again. And to Chill Lover Radio, you know how I feel about you, my brother. Unconditional love for you for going on the journey and taking the journey to a further step.
Hey, man, I was plugging the people in before we got there, but I wanted to have you shout out, how people can get in contact with you, listen to your music, all your projects, how they can stay in the know.
Oh, you speaking me or Frankie?
Oh, no, you.
Okay, well, I speak for both of us because we're a team.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Once again, you can always find me on any digital outlet, iTunes, Beatport, TrackSource, Spotify, Juno's, Amazon. We're actually in every digital store outlet.
Yes.
That anything I released on is actually being sold in all these digital stores. So you can reach out there. Reach us on Facebook, Anthony Poteet, Instagram, Anthony Poteet Official. And you can read out to management is number one. You can catch Chill Lover Radio. So if anybody's trying to reach us or want to get in contact with what we're doing, you can reach Chill Lover Radio. So drop a line in, listen to what we're doing,
yes.
And let's become family.
Let's do it. That's, well, we already family, so.
Right. That's to the listeners out there. Yeah, you know, man. There's more to come from the Kids in the Cut and from, I'd say, the family, and the family consists of Vortex, Will Alonzo, Chip Chop Gonzalez. I give shout out to my brother Brandon Morales. These are good people that I work with and brothers of mine.
Oh, yeah.
That I had the pleasure of working with. Bob Hayes, all these great people, Benny Dawson, Ash. I have people in over that I worked with in Beirut. Big Al. I've done stuff with them out there. That's on Pro Records, and there's more coming with these guys, and more work to come, and much more with Zoom that I'm working with on Double Cheese Records.
Yeah,
there's some
right.
songs coming out there.
Yeah.
So we have a lot happening.
Man.
And tune in, you get to hear more and more of not just Kids in the Cut, but our family.
Yes.
And you always could tune in to King Jones, so he definitely will have some of our flavor, but also we're listening to his flavor.
Hey, man. I'm looking forward to all of this.
One more shout out to Tina Dutchess. That's my sister.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
the support system that keeps us together. Mrs. Frankie House. She keeps us all grounded and together. As you say, she keeps the boys in line.
That's right.
And I will say respect to J.D. Powell, my brother. Awesome guys out here who also play. XL, my brother from Venezuela. I have songs with him
mm-hmm.
coming out. Carlos Cabrera, so much. Carlos Francisco from Brazil. There's a lot of tunes that we have done together and with the family. So expect those out, and some of the songs are actually out that I'm talking about, I'm speaking of.
Yeah.
And also, we have songs that haven't released yet, but me and Frankie House, we did some tunes we did before in the beginning stages that we just haven't released. We still have them. Some stuff with Integrity Records. I have to give them a shout, K, for Integrity. That's a great label to pay attention
yeah.
to. They keep giving you some great hits out there. My good guys in London, Paul Ryan, to them, powerful. And Seb Sikowski, all these guys that I've worked with that are great.
See what I'm talking about?
This guy. I'm honored, brother, and I'm humble, and I'm thankful to be able to do this and still to be able to have a platform to allow myself to be able to be heard throughout the world. And give it up to Groove Finder, who does all the blogs. Burke, love you. So I have been involved with a whole lot, and also with film and photography. A good friend of ours, Diego, who shoots a lot of the work, and also an artist, a painter of his own. Right. Like Frankie said, we deal with so many different entities of entertainment. So it brings us all together.
Oh, yeah. One big
and when you
family.
Got one big family,
that's right.
That's a great thing.
That's right.
We all can just support each other, whatever we doing. So you got any more questions, my brother?
No, man. It was a pleasure having you on Chill Lover Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take
same
up too
here,
much
likewise.
Of your time, man. But, hey, I know you don't like to call in, man, but you always welcome to call in no matter what. Thursdays, it don't even matter. You more than welcome to call in. Man, you family. So you already know how
definitely.
I feel.
I appreciate that. I definitely will do that. And before I even sign off, like I said, I have to give one of my cousins a shout-out because he's one of my great inspirations, and that's Minister Kevin Alford. And, like, I used to listen to some of his songs that he get up in the morning. When I get up, I listen to him. And check him out. His name is Raymond Kevin Alford. He's bad. Okay,
he's
bad brother
Alford.
From Atlanta now.
Oh, man.
Originally from BK. But I say before I sign off,
yeah.
I'll leave this with you. Why won't you love me the way that I love you, my darling? Thanks a lot, King, homie.
Anthony Poteet, y'all. Hey, man. Thank you. It was an honor, brother.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. And we'll catch up. Thank you once again. New York, love you. Italy, UK, love you guys. Spain, Switzerland, thank you so much for the support.
Oh, man. Thank you. Have a great night, brother.
All right, my brother.
All right.
You too. Thank you.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio. Oh!